Welcome to Nutmeg Junction. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Nutmeg Junction is a half-hour, 100% originally scripted audio theater program that pays homage to the golden age of radio. With a team of dedicated and talented actors, this very special program provides an entertaining journey that explores the opportunities of the theater of the mind. There are unique characters such as Professor A, adjunct professor to the multiverse, Blaze Jackson, galaxy adjuster, Tex Bijou, cinema's singing cowboy, Commander Alex and Ensign Puffle of Space Entries, and many, many more. This week, Nutmeg Junction is joining WESU, a wonderful radio station in Middletown, Connecticut, so we thought it would be appropriate to provide an audio sampler showcasing three stories from prior episodes that we hope that you will enjoy. All episodes were written by J. Timothy Quirk, and all selections were directed by Conrad Sinkowitz, who also acts as the announcer. Our first selection comes from Episode 4, The Grey Whisper, who is a noir-style character who will return in an upcoming episode in a few weeks. Starring Jandy Hanna as The Grey Whisper, Rich Sear as Rusty, Lana Peck as Twomley, Kurt Boucher as Ox, Josh Newey as Whittlebury, and Robert C. Fullerton as Dr. Unhippa, we hope you enjoy our first adventure of The Grey Whisper. Welcome aboard. Why, it's Rusty. Welcome back, Rusty.
Hi, JT.
Still working with The Grey Whisper?
You bet. Do you want to hear about what happened most recently?
I sure would. Why don't you tell us?
Then I will.
Secrets of the criminal minds can be heard in the night with a whisper. To those with criminal intent, beware, for the Grey Whisper is always listening.
The Grey Whisper, a master of disguise, fighter of crime, and a wonderful knitter, is secretly none other than Madeline Forthright, society woman about town. Her identity is only known by her trusted friend and confidant, Rusty. Today's story, Formula for Success.
Get ready, Ox. My old partner, Whittlebury, should be here any moment. The plans for the new formula will be mine.
What if he doesn't want to give them, boss?
That's where you come in. Give him the old 1-2.
Dance with him?
No, I mean, hit him. A 1-2 punch, Ox.
Right, boss, right.
Shh, here he comes.
Because I'm not a very good dancer. Punching makes more sense.
Quiet, you fool!
Is anyone there?
Give us the formula, Whittlebury.
It's so dark in here. Who are you?
That's not important. Give us the formula, or else.
I'd have to see the proper requisition form.
These fists will be our requisition form. Get him, Ox.
Right.
Ow!
Ready to give up the formula?
You didn't give me the requisition form. You just hit me.
There's more where that came from. Again, Ox.
Ow! That really stings a little.
Ox, you were, Are you pulling your punches? 'Cause I mean, really, give it to him.
Sure thing, boss.
Ow! That sort of hurt a little more.
Ox, you said you were working out. I mean, not every day is cardio, you know what I mean?
Okay, boss. Tomorrow's leg day, but after that I'll do some lifting.
Never mind. Here's the blackjack. Now, give it to him!
Okay. Here you go.
What am I supposed to do with this blackjack?
Ox, not give it to him. I meant... Never mind. Whittleberry, give me the blackjack back.
Here you go.
Thank you. Now, Ox, get the plans.
Why are we at the hospital, Madeline?
A patient was rushed here from Tennyson Chemical Corporation. There may be more to see than what meets the eye. Come on, Rusty! There's not a moment to lose! So, Doctor, tell me about your patient, Whittleberry.
Well, Miss Forthright, I know you're not related to the patient, you are a wealthy socialite about town who's helped the police on a number of cases, so I guess I can tell. The patient received a blunt force trauma to the head, and between you and me, he was not very happy about it.
Thank you, Dr.
Dr. Unhippa.
Thank you, Dr. Unhippa. Our paths may cross again.
Blunt force trauma to the head. This sounds like a dangerous caper, Madeline.
Oh, don't be nervous, Rusty. If Madeline Forthright can't handle the situation, the Gray Whisper will.
Who's there?
It's the Gray Whisper. Whittlebury, who hit you?
I couldn't see. It was too dark.
Is there anyone with a motive? Someone you suspect?
I can't think of anyone. I mean, when my former partner, Twomley, was fired unceremonious last week, I was told to keep an eye out for anyone suspicious who wanted to take the top secret formula we were working on. So I kept an eye out, but so far no one's come to mind.
There may be a clue there, Whittleberry. Think harder.
Come to think of it, whoever hit me did say the name Ox. And go figure, did you know Twomley's personal valet is named Oxford? I wonder if it's a connection.
That's something only the Gray Whisper can answer.
Twomley's lair?
It's his brownstone, if that's what you mean, Rusty.
But we don't have a key to get in.
Maybe the door's closed, but it might be open just enough for a whisper to get through.
What was that?
What was what?
Did you hear something?
I don't smell anything.
That's not what I was at. Oh, brother.
It wasn't me.
Perhaps it was a guilty conscience, Twomley?
Who's there?
The Gray Whisper, a master of disguise, fighter of crime, and a wonderful knitter. You're through, Twomley. Now, hand over that formula.
Through? Not for long. Get her, Ox.
Who is she? Where is she?
She's a master of disguise, so she might be that table over there. Get her! Oh, no, wait. I got that as a Christmas present for my mother.
It's okay. I don't think it's broken or even dented.
You really... Maybe you should look into CrossFit or something. I mean, if you're the muscle in this outfit, it's becoming a problem, am I right?
The formula was in your pocket, Twomley, but I've got it now. all you have left is to wait for the police, who should be arriving any minute. Shh! You'll never get away with this, Gray Whisper! You hear me? Is she gone? I don't want to keep talking if she's not there.
I don't know.
Well, you've been lots of help, Ox.
It's what I do.
Let me ask you, were the people at the Tennyson Chemical Corporation happy to get their formula back?
That's right, Rusty. Plus, Twomley and Ox should be facing an array of charges from assault to theft.
Ah, that Ox and Twomley didn't seem to have their act together. Not like us.
That's right, Rusty. It seems that we have the formula for success.
So that's what happened.
Wow, the Gray Whisper stories are amazing. You should really write them down.
Oh, no. I find it's much easier just to tell them to one person at a time.
Well, thank you for telling us. Take your seat, Presty, and I'll get your tickets shortly. Our second selection showcases Caroline Sinkowitz as the title character, Daring Darling Darley, a character who is modeled after the pre-to-early teen adventurers. A special note is the Secret Action Squad idea, which in that era would have showcased a decoder ring or kit of some kind, and then a secret message would have been played over the air, and we did that conceit in the full episode. Now, our story has an interesting twist to it, so we hope you enjoy it. The selection also stars Kurt Boucher as Marshal Jim Withers, Rich Sear as Robert Finkel, with Jandy Hanna as Meadow.
It's Darley time!
It's that time again for the new adventures of Daring Darling Darley. Boy, Darley can get into some tricky situations, can't she? When we last saw Darley, she was outside the old lighthouse with her friends Marshal Jim Withers and Robert Finkel, and of course, her faithful feline friend, Meadow. We'll get back to the action in just a moment, but first, friends, do you want to be part of the Daring Darling Darley Super Secret Action Squad? Sure you do. Just send 3 proof of purchase stickers from any Daring Darling Darley breakfast drink with 1 wooden nickel for shipping and handling, and we'll send you your very own free Super Secret Spymaster Codebreaker Action Kit. Then, at the end of every episode of your favorite program, Darley will send a message that only squad members can decode. Write down the coded message, get out your Super Secret Spymaster Codebreaker Action Kit, and Bob's your uncle. You'll unlock the secret message. Only squad members allowed. Get your Daring Darling Darley Super Secret Spymaster Codebreaker Action Kit and become part of the squad today. And now, it's Darley time!
Gee willikers, I think we just might capture that evil spy who took the plans for the secret airplane.
You might be right there, Darley, but what are we doing outside this spooky lighthouse?
Marshal, don't you remember? We tracked the spy from the seemingly abandoned warehouse, followed the tire tracks across the rickety old bridge, where we found the clues of the glowing sand that can only come from one place. Smuggler's Shore.
Meow.
That's right, Meadow. We're gonna put a stop to that evil spy's plans before he can even get him to the other side.
Who is the other side, Darley?
Well, Mr. Finkel, the name on the mailbox outside the spy's house is Sergei Mikhailov.
Sounds French.
Maybe. But if we can get inside the lighthouse, recapture the airplane plans, well then, gee willikers, after that, then all we have to do is wait for the spy to come back to his lair and Bob's your uncle. We wrapped up the mystery and put a big red, white, and blue bow on it.
Meow.
That's right, Meadow. We need to find a way into the lighthouse. Go search for an open window, girl.
Maybe the cat is hungry.
Meadow, she's hungry for adventure, all right. Go on, girl.
Meow.
There she goes.
Meadow acted like she smelled something, so let's be extra careful when we approach the lighthouse.
You got it, Marshall. It's a good thing I started the day with a Daring Darling Darly breakfast drink. It's filled with calcium and vitamin D, so that I have the energy I need for all my mysteries.
Aha! That's right, friends. Darly starts every day with a nutritious Daring Darling Darly breakfast drink. Don't you want to have the energy to solve all the mysteries in your world? Sure you do. So tell your parents you're not leaving the grocery store until you get a delicious and oh-so-nutritious Daring Darling Darly breakfast drink. And now, back to the adventure.
We're getting close to the lighthouse. I'm just happy we have a lawman here with us. But Marshall, don't you think you should get your firearm ready? I mean, just in case?
I don't own a firearm. Why would I have one?
Now, doesn't a marshal carry a weapon when they're on duty?
What do you mean on duty? There are lots of marshals in the world.
Yes, but the marshals I'm aware of carry firearms. Am I right?
I suppose they do if they're in law enforcement.
Aren't you in law enforcement, Marshal Jim?
My name is Marshall. Marshall Jim Withers. That's my full name, but I'm not in law enforcement. I used to be a plumber back in the day, if that helps.
No, it doesn't help.
It helps if you need a plumber, I guess.
So, Marshal Jim, what's Jim, your middle name?
Shh! We gotta be quiet sneaking up to the White House. We have to have stealth. Fortunately, I started the morning with my Daring Darling Darly breakfast drink. So just like that, Bob's your uncle, I can stealthily approach any situation.
Yeah, we got it the first time. Look, didn't we break into a warehouse? Now that's breaking and entering. I thought we had some kind of cover for that because, you know, we had a law enforcement officer on our side, not a plumber.
Of course we're protected, Mr. Finkel, because we're protecting the plans of the good old U.S. of A.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works, Darly.
Look, once we recapture the plans, why then, Bob's your uncle, we'll be heroes. No parade for me, thanks. Just doing my duty as a citizen mystery solver.
I'm starting to feel like maybe I should get out of here.
You're not going to leave your niece at a lighthouse when she's in the midst of solving the mystery of the secret airplane, are you?
What do you mean, niece? My niece lives in Syracuse.
Isn't your name Robert? Bob's your uncle? I just thought.
I never call myself Bob. I never called myself Darly's uncle, and nowhere, by the way, would someone think that we had the right to break and enter into anywhere just because an Uncle Bob is there.
Come on, gang. I hear Meadow purring. That can only mean one thing. She's found a way in.
Wait, if you're not her uncle, who are you?
I work at the local grocery store. She came in for supplies when she was working on the mystery of the Dibble Street gang.
You face down a gang?
Yeah, I'm starting to figure that out, too. She called the group a gang, but now that I think of it, they may have just lived on the same street, and the mystery was how they could get everyone to the park.
How did you solve it?
City bus.
Meadow, come here, girl. She's not responding. Marshall, Mr. Finkel, what's she doing?
She loves those plants over there. She's rubbing against them, and she's really getting into them. Let me get a closer look with this flashlight. Just what I thought. It's catnip.
Catnip? That can only mean one thing. It's a trap!
Friends, sounds like Daring Darling Darly is in another tricky situation. We'll have to wait until next Darly time to find out how they get out of it. And remember, friends, Darly's counting on you to be part of her squad. so check out the entire line of Daring Darling Darly products at your local grocery store today.
Our final selection for this program will be the exciting adventure of Nathaniel and Netta Chase in a lighthearted mystery fare entitled A Case of a Little Light Murder. Featuring Kurt Boucher and Lana Peck as Nathaniel and Netta Chase, with Rich Sear and Janie Hanna as the Rowlings, Josh Newey and Michelle Cook as Benjamin and Tabitha Marley, Robert C. Fullerton as Jennings, and J. Timothy Quirk as James Cornwall.
It all started on a dark and stormy night when we pulled up to the Rowling mansion.
Will you get a load of this place?
Mr. and Mrs. Rowling are the largest landowners in 3 states, and all with the same house. Can you imagine having all that room but only 2 people living there?
Such a big estate. Did they have any heirs?
There was a rumor of a child years ago, but nothing was ever proven.
Well, it's so nice of the Rowlings to invite us to their party.
It's been weeks since we had a social invitation. I wonder why.
Maybe because at every social occasion we attend, someone winds up being murdered.
Then tell me this. What's being served at the party tonight? And how do we really feel about the Rowlings?
We're friends through social media, and I believe they're serving cocktails and light refreshments.
Cocktails and light refreshments? Then, my dear, we might be in for a case of a little murder.
Welcome to the Rowling Mansion. May I take your coat?
Only if you promise to give them back.
Certainly, ma'am. There's not much call for imitation llama fur around here. But we'll put a tracking device on it, just to be sure.
You're a pretty good butler there, fella. What's your name?
Jennings, sir.
Well, Jennings, here's a little something for the effort.
The emphasis really should have been on little. I haven't held that denomination in my hand since I was in the orphanage as a boy.
Nathaniel! Netta! There you are!
So good to see you, Netta!
And you, Mrs. Rowling. My, what a beautiful ring you have!
Thank you, dear. It's jade.
I can identify. I get jaded from time to time myself. What you say, Rowling? Wearing white gloves, I see. Very formal look indeed.
You're wearing a tie, Nathaniel.
But if I had known the party was this formal, I would have worn the collared shirt to go with it. How are you, Rowling?
Capital, capital. Now may we guide you into the parlor?
Sure, but before that, what's with the bowl full of cell phones?
We always ask our guests to place their cell phones in the hall, so no one feels the need to check them every 5 minutes.
We would have brought ours, but it's still connected to our kitchen wall.
No cell phone?
I'm still looking to buy a rotary one.
Oh, well, come in and meet the other guests. Richard and Margaret Flushing, James and Janet Cornwall, and Benjamin and Tabitha Marley.
Really, 2x2 in here.
Very nice.
Feels like we're on Noah's Ark.
Rowling, really must insist getting a moment of your time. The investment opportunity may not last very long.
Not now, Benjamin. Benjamin Molly? Have you met the chances?
Are you in the investment game, Mr. Chance?
If we had a mama dollar and a papa dollar, maybe we would. But for now, the nickel we have is an orphan.
My husband Benjamin never stops pitching his schemes.
I wish he did before I sunk all my money in that risky scheme of his.
Might still come through, Cornwall.
Might as well have put it all in a filly at the racetrack.
Now, gentlemen and ladies, this is a party, a purely social affair.
Ahem, beverages are served.
Tastes strange. Can't put my finger on why.
It's the carbonation, sir. It makes regular water taste a little fizzy.
That's probably it.
What happened to the lights?
Hold my hands, Netta!
Where are you, Mrs. Rowling? Oh, there you are!
Where's the light switch?
Someone get the hallway to get their cell phones.
Was that Mrs. Marley? Tabitha, are you all right?
Where's Benjamin?
I've located the light switch.
It's Benjamin Marley. He's been murdered.
Not murdered, but not doing at all well.
I'll get some bandages. Someone call a doctor.
And while you're on the phone, call the police. We're lucky someone can't shoot straight in the dark.
But who did it?
I believe I know who it was. It was Mrs. Rawling.
But I was holding your hands the entire time, right up until after the gunshot.
Someone held my hand all right, but it wasn't you, Mrs. Rawling. It was Mr. Rawling.
I hope you have proof, Mrs. Chance.
Mrs. Rawling wears a ring, and yet, when my hand was held, I could tell there was no ring on the finger. In fact, the hands were very smooth. Too smooth. They were hands covered by silk gloves, just like yours, Mr. Rawling. So, you were working together. But what I don't know is why.
My investment opportunity wasn't bad enough to deserve being shot. Of course not. It's absurd.
But not absurd enough to cover up an affair. When Mr. Rowling used the word affair, Mrs. Rowling bristled in much the same way. When I used the word orphan, Jennings seemed to take offense.
What are you saying, Mr. Chance?
The Rowling estate does have an heir. Isn't that right, Jennings?
Sir?
Of course.
Is this true?
I confess it's true.
But Benjamin was the one who was shot. Why?
He wasn't the target. The only one who knew the truth was Tabitha Marley. Jennings is the son of Mr. Rawling and Tabitha Marley.
So, Jennings, or Rowling Jr., you now know who your parents are. The bad news is one set of your parents is going to jail for attempted murder, and the other set has issues to sort out. So it's kind of a mixed bag, good news, bad news sort of thing.
The police are on their way, and now this estate will be mine. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Chance. Here's a little something for your effort.
How do you like that?
What did he give you, darling?
If we get into the investment game, in a couple of years we can afford that one stick of gum we always wanted.
We hope you enjoyed these three selections. For this sampler, we had considered sharing The Professor, which was a fantastic episode. It had excellent use of music and sound effects. However, the program itself had two stories in it, and both were approximately 15 minutes each. Therefore, we wouldn't have had the opportunity to share three selections with you today. We do encourage you to check out that episode along with some of the others. Remember, all the other episodes like Tex Bijou, Space Entries, and more can be found in our catalog, which you can find on nutmegjunction.com and also on Facebook. If you enjoy the program, please like it. Please share your enjoyment of it with your friends. Tune in next week as we meet passengers on the trolley who make a connection and learn about serendipitous moments in history and our episode Serendip History. For more information about Nutmeg Junction, you can find us online at nutmegjunction.com. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You're welcome to share your comments and suggestions. Please find us on iTunes and subscribe if you are so inclined. Thank you for taking a ride on the trolley. Thank you for listening to Nutmeg Junction.